This is Daily News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump begins in full Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. It's only the third time in U.S. history a president faces removal from office for allegedly violating his oath. One of the first pieces of business for the Senate is a vote on Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed timeline for the trial. McConnell's resolution would give Democratic House impeachment managers, who will act as prosecutors, and Mr. Trump's legal team 24 hours each over 2 days to present their cases. The resolution says nothing about whether witnesses would be called and new evidence allowed to be introduced. Meanwhile, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, charged with funneling foreign money into U.S. political campaigns, wants Attorney General William Barr to recuse himself from the case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A lawyer representing Lev Parnas made the request in a federal campaign finance violation case brought by New York prosecutors. Parnas and an associate are pleading not guilty to making illegal campaign contributions to further their business and political interests, including working with Rudy Giuliani to get the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine replaced. In recent weeks, Parnas has been sharing information with congressional Democrats in the impeachment inquiry. He's suggesting Attorney General William Barr would have a conflict of interest with his case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will start doing more to support Venezuelan opposition leader and self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido.
We all know, too, that the Iranian regime's top terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, has found a home in Venezuela under Maduro, and that this is unacceptable.
Guaido's initial momentum and popular uprising against Maduro, the president, has appeared to wane over the past year, but Guaido told reporters that the fight for democracy finds alternatives, different pathways, and reinforced mechanisms. This is VOA News. Thousands of gun rights activists, including armed militia members, rallied peacefully Monday in the capital of southeastern U.S. state of Virginia in opposition to proposed gun control regulations. Despite the fears a rally could turn violent, the protests ended without any reports of incidents or arrest. Reporters at the rally say the mood was mostly festive, with demonstrators chanting USA, USA. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti was there.
Police had a strong presence here, hoping to avoid a repeat of the violence 2 years ago in Charlottesville, when one woman was killed. The day was peaceful, and while the demonstrators were rallying outside, a group of students quietly met inside with Democratic legislators.
With all of the threats and all of the terribly violent rhetoric that's going on right now, our main goal is not to engage with gun extremists today. We're really here to be present in the legislature to make our voices heard.
USA! USA!
These armed activists say they will show their wrath in the next election if any gun control laws are passed. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Richmond, Virginia.
The number of people infected with a new strain of coronavirus in China has tripled over the weekend. VOA's Lattice Ahok has more.
The news that a new strain of coronavirus can be transmitted from human to human did not seem to deter Chinese travelers in Beijing on Monday.
I think it's fine. The government is providing enough information on this, and there are strict methods to control the virus. We don't feel particularly worried about the situation.
We have to be extra careful with our kids. We brought medicine with us.
I'm not particularly aware of the situation, but the news says it's limited to Wuhan.
Since the end of December, more than 200 people have been infected with the new strain of coronavirus that causes lung problems, and at least three have died. Some of the new cases are among the medical staff who treated the patients. Zlarissa Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from U.S. and French authorities to download information from black boxes on a downed Ukrainian passenger plane, but Tehran had not yet received a positive response, according to the Iranian Civil Aviation Body. Canada, Ukraine, and other nations who had citizens on the flight, in which all 176 people aboard were killed when it was accidentally shot down on January 8th, have asked Iran to send the flight data and voice recorders to experts abroad for analysis. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.